be love, there would be love in the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. I pray that we love in the world. Let us be one. Let us be one. Let us be one. Let us be one. About behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell as one. True spiritual unity flows from the presence of the Holy Spirit, brethren. We cannot do it in our own strength. It only comes via the Holy Ghost. Hebrews 13 verse 1 talks about let brotherly love continue. John 15, love one another. And Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14 to 19, I pray that you be rooted and grounded in love. Jesus prayed for us and he said, the world would know that you are my followers if you do what? If you love one another. The church today is divided and we always, that's the reason why we have so many gimmicks in the church. Because everyone wants to be better than the other church. And every pastor and every preacher wants to be better than your preacher. But Jesus prayed and he said, let them be one. We got we've got to love one another. We've got to help one another. You've got to forgive your brother. You've gotta love your brother. Oh, say one. Say one. Wherever you are, whoever you are, if you've got Jesus, you're my brother.
Music at gospeljingle.com.